Hi, this is Scott Brown, and today I want to talk to you about getting the basics right when it comes to onboarding and orientating a new employee into your organization. Because let's be honest, you've gone through a huge hiring process. You've sorted out a pile of resumes into one candidate that is going to fit perfectly into your organization. So now what? You're coming up to the first day of that employee starting. What are you going to do to make sure that that employee feels at home and comfortable in their role? Because really, when you think about it, when you're making a big move, leaving another employer to come into your business, it's a huge step. And so that candidate is going to be feeling very nervous, excited, of course. There's going to be some anticipation there. There's going to be some nerves. So you have to make sure that you cater to looking after the candidate who is now the employee on the first day. Now, before I start, I want you to remember something. I'm sure we've all been in the same situation. We've all started at a new job. We've started with new people in a new environment. And how did you feel? Now, I could speak personally and I could say I felt really nervous. I felt like I was just a small little person in a huge environment. But I also found out too that by putting in the best onboarding and orientation policy, you suddenly feel bigger, you suddenly feel more into the role, and most importantly, you suddenly feel a part of the organization. You create or have created for you a sense of engagement, and that is what you're after as an employer in the onboarding and the orientation process. Okay, so let's go through a couple of Scott's tips, if you like, when it comes to onboarding. Now, before the first day even arrives, you need to prepare. Give the new employer your schedule of what's going to happen on the first day, the first week, and the first month. That leaves that new employee certain about what's going to happen even before they start. And it's a great way to start building that sense of engagement. That candidate will think to himself, you know what? This company is actually doing something about having me on board, and they're wanting me on board. And they start feeling really good about it. So plan the first day and then let that new employee know exactly what's going to happen. That is, even to the point of what happens the moment they arrive, who are they going to meet, what's going to be the course of the day, the first day, and then working on what the plans are to integrate them into the business and integrate them into the scope of work that they're doing. Now, following on from that, and this is something that a lot of businesses fail in, and they fail regularly in. And I don't want you to do that. And that is having someone greet them on day one. And no, I'm not talking about the front office receptionist. I'm talking about someone in the office, a member of staff, meeting them directly. Because I want you to think about this. An employee, a new employee coming into your organization, has someone come to them and say, "G'day Bill, g'day Jane, welcome. Let me take you around." Again, you're creating this fantastic impression for that new employee. Comfort levels go up, anxiety goes down. And if you have someone there that can take that person around, can introduce them to the other team members, show them that the facilities, the lunchroom or the kitchen or the bathroom facilities, you've really got a sense that that candidate is starting to really feel like a part of the organization. Okay, now this is very important. And again, it's something that doesn't happen. And again, I encourage you to make it happen. And that is, make sure they meet with the CEO or director. And really, it's so simple. And if you are a CEO or director, you should make an absolute effort to meet every new employee that starts with your organization. That serves two purposes. One, it again re-emphasizes the positive impact that candidate is feeling by meeting that person right from the moment they arrive on their first day. Create a sense of them feeling embraced within your organization. I know it sounds a bit corny, but listen, it is going to create a engaged employee. And let's be honest, that's what we want, isn't it? We want to have someone that is a part, a loyal part of our organization, and is not concerned or is not showing almost a disregard for our methodologies and our environment and our processes simply because they weren't given that respect from day one. And the second reason why it's important to meet with the CEO or director is this. That CEO and director needs to emphasize what the company's goals are, and most importantly, how that new employee fits into the realization of those goals. Now, what that does is it creates another sense of belonging for the employee. Okay, you've got the sense of the immediate team and the immediate environment. Now you have the sense of the greater organization and the future. And again, and I can't emphasize this enough, if you want someone to be engaged, if you want that new employee to be retained within your organization, they have to be comfortable. And they have to realize where they sit in the organization, both on a level of the employee base, the immediate environment, and also the greater goals and aspirations of the company. You're going to create loyalty as a result of that. Another thing to do is to organize a buddy. And I remember when I started out in my career many, many, many years ago in the call center industry, and we were assigned a buddy for the first week. And that buddy helped us out, taking calls and making calls. Helped us out with the script and helped us out with the way we approach the customers. You learn so much in that buddy system. Someone who is on par with where you are sitting in the organization. Someone who's been there for a while, who understands the ropes, who understands what the company works for and how they work. And someone who can guide that new employee into performing their best and performing within the guidelines and the expectations of the organization as a whole. So that buddy really is a conduit for that employee to really start fully integrating within the organization. And let's be honest, that buddy is going to be the call-on person. It's really important for a new employee that they have someone that they can call upon if they get lost or if they're uncertain about a particular topic within your business. So the bottom line is, when it comes to onboarding, when it comes to orientation, they need to be aware of exactly what your business is about from day one. And it is important for you as a business owner to make sure that that new employee feels comfortable, feels a part of the organization, and you have sown the seeds of an engaged employee. Make them aware of everything involved with your organization, from guidelines and principles and policies to where the toilets are. All that specifically designed to make sure that you have a great employee from day one and not someone who's going to be lost, who's going to be uncertain, and which will culminate in that person leaving. And it has happened before. I've seen it too many times. An ineffective onboarding and orientation process can result in people leaving within a very short period of time. You don't want that. Create a positive environment. Create an environment from day one that that employer knows he wants to be a part of, and he knows, or he or she knows, that they have made the right decision by joining your company. Put in a brilliant onboarding and orientation process. Put that in your overall plan and quite easily reap the results. Thanks very much. I'm going to follow up now after the break with a look at social media in hiring. What role does it take? And what role should it take? See you after the break. Cheers.